Light has come, and the glory is risen by the power of the word. And this being a blessing Sunday, we shall look very, very briefly on the subject, the blessing of the word. The blessing of the word of God. Our objective today is to understand the blessing power of the word. And secondly, to understand the secrets of the power of the word to bless. Understanding the blessing power of the word. And secondly, to understand the blessing power of the word. In Luke chapter 5, verse 1, all the way to verse 5. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake. But the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your net for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net break. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' precious name. The scriptures make it very clear that the word of God is a container of the blessing for man. The word of God is a channel for blessing for man. If God is going to release the blessing, he releases it in form of the word. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. And God blessed them. And how did he release it? He said it. He came in the word. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. If God is going to bless man, he releases it in the package of the word. Secondly, if you look at Psalm 1, verse 1 to verse 3, it says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law does he meditate day and night. Meditating in the law of the Lord makes a man blessed. And by that meditation on the word in verse 3, he shall be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Everyone who is positioned for that prosperity today, shout the loudest amen. Someone who believes that the word coming your way this morning is taking off every curse from your life, you say a loud amen. You say a loud most believers, amen. And now you come to this third scripture we just read in the lake of Gennesaret. Peter toiled all night He caught nothing. He came to the end of his toil. He had washed his net. He was ready to abandon his pursuit. He has concluded that failure has been the outcome of this endeavor. Until he saw the master and surrendered his fishing ship for Jesus to speak out from. End of it is explosion. Launch out your net into the drought, into the deep for a drought. He told Peter. Peter said, no, I toiled all night, I caught nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will do this. And when he had that one done, he enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and his net break. He literally finished empty-handed. But once the word came, the word brought the blessing that his labor couldn't produce. Today, in this month of September, the kind of blessing that your labor could not produce before now shall be released for you by the word. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. If you are saying amen, shout the Lord will say amen. Very, very quickly, what is the power of the word to bring the blessing, to bring about the blessing? What's the power of the word to bring about the blessing? Number one is the power to suspend natural order and protocol. The power to suspend natural order and protocol. The natural order and the natural protocol, if there was no fish, if a fisherman had toiled all night, and it is well known that fishes have very poor visibility at night, and the best time for the fisherman to fish is the night. And if they had done every expertise and he had done everything, Peter grew up in a fishing family and he had done everything and there was no fish to be caught. He just abandoned the place and just moved away. Maybe you return for another fishing season, for a season or something. But no, the word of God suspended that protocol. The word of God suspended that order and still brought out fish from a lake that was fishless. Number two is the power to activate creation. For me, I think that there must have been creative miracle that happened in that lake that day. It looks to me like because it was a creator of the universe that was there, fishes had to be created at his word. I mean, where there was no fish before, for there not just to be fish, but there was so much fish that the net broke and two ships began to sink. Something creative must have happened. It is the power to activate creation. The word of God will bless you by causing something to be created where it was not. The word of God will bless you by suspending, or rather, by suspending a natural order, a natural protocol. Number three, Mahashoko Bagadagalagada, is the power to accelerate process. The process, what is the process? I think that the little tadpoles should have grown into fingerlings, and the little fingerlings should have grown into the bigger fishes, and so on and so forth, before you can catch the fish now. But all of a sudden, the tadpoles that were not catchable and the fingerlings that could not enter the net grew and became adult fishes on the spot. Size enlarged, bulk enlarged on the spot. So that the time to wait for them to grow was not necessary. Am I communicating at all? What was that? What did I say? It is the power to accelerate process. The power to speed up things. The word of God will bless you by causing things to speed up, to be accelerated, where they should have gone in a normal process. The power to accelerate process. Number four is the power to initiate new beginnings. The word of God initiates new beginnings. At creation, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved on the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. That was a new beginning. Initiated by the word. At the lake of Gennesaret, as far as Peter was concerned, he had finished. But that was where the word started. What is the end with man is the beginning with the word. What is the end with a man is the beginning with the word of God. Where you consider your conclusion is where God considers an initiation. It is the power to initiate new beginnings. Number five, it is the power to amplify effort. The amplification of effort. The power. What is the power of the word of God to bless? It is the power to amplify effort. The effort of a whole night did not produce any result. But the effort that happened after the word. Can I ask you a question? How many fishing seasons do you think Peter would have needed to fill a ship, two ships? To fill two ships? Maybe 1,000 attempts at fishing. I don't know of any fisherman that went and came back home with ship filled with fish in one fishing. You are talking about 1,000 fishings or 100. Do you know what that means to you? That you took one step and got the result of 1,000 steps. Do you understand what that means? You just took a step and got the result of 100 steps. The word of God has such capacity to amplify effort. That what you are seeing, the result you are seeing is not commensurate with your effort. People will be thinking you are a champion. They'll be thinking you are there's something else, but they don't know there is something working for you and working with you. I don't know who God sent me to speak to here this morning, but I think you have labored enough. You have tried your best. And that best of yours has not produced the result you've been expecting. But I stand here to announce today, in a short while to come, starting from today, you shall see the amplification of your resolve, the amplification of your effort. You believe that, shout the loudest, amen. Look at your neighbor by yourself, tell them get ready for results that are beyond your effort. Results that are beyond your effort. Results that are beyond your effort. I'll be dedicating a Dunamis church in Rayfield just tonight. I'll be dedicating another Dunamis church in Rukoba Barracks tomorrow. I'll be dedicating Dunamis church in New York, Ibom State this month. I'll be dedicating another one in Warri Delta State this month. You can send them the the Uyo building. There is it now. It's not by power, it's not of him that willeth or runneth. These are buildings being built in millions. Some properties bought over 200 million just for the land alone, especially as we move down south. Especially Warrior Place, right? All right? Not of him that willeth, not of him that. Now there are properties of billions. Yes. Not of him that willeth, not of him that runneth, but of God who shows mercy. This same month is the month in which we have program in Chicago. This same month is the month in which we have the New York Crusade in 1 month. The grace is supplied. Energy is supplied. Resources supplied. And I think the major part of it is the energy. What do you think? If you doubt, I can give you to try it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I speak to someone here today. My God and your God is about to give you a change of story. Lift your right hand and say, in the name of Jesus, I receive the power of the word to amplify the effort of my life. I receive it. The reason why God must do things in a hurry is because if we follow things in normal schedule, we won't achieve anything even in 1,000 years. If we won't achieve much till Jesus comes. That is why there must be the amplification of our effort. Give the Lord the praise as you take your seat. The power of the word, that's very massive on the inside. The power of the word to amplify effort. Was that number 5? Number 6 is the power of the word to unlock and untrap potentials. The way it occurred to me is like that lake had the potential for that result, but it was trapped. It was locked. And the master came and locked it. You know the way a bird is caged, and the cage just got open and it just flew out. There are many things about our lives, many things about what we do with our lives that can produce more result than we see. That can produce that business endeavor, that career, that ministry assignment has more to offer than what you currently see. And what the word of God does is to unlock it. Look at Moses. What he carried in his hand as a rod that he was using to do business of tending flock was the destiny of a nation. That rod was critical for the deliverance of a country. But he carried it for 40 years without knowing what he could do. Until God's presence and God's word unlocked that potential. What should be used to deliver people is being used to drive animals until God unlocked it. Somebody get ready because something is about to be unlocked. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. If you are saying amen, say a louder believer, say amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loud most amen. And finally, it is the power of the word to generate results beyond expectations and capacity of handling. beyond expectations. Results that are beyond expectations. Results that are beyond handling capacity. What Peter got was beyond what he expected. And it was also beyond what he could handle. That is, God has the capacity to give you a result that you alone can't handle. The word of God has... Listen. Any result that only you can handle is still at the kindergarten stage of possibility. What God did for you that only you can handle is still a child's play compared with what God is longing to do. Peter beckoned on his partners in the other ship. Oh boss, I have something here that is beyond my power. There is a contract here that if only me attempt to do it, I will just collapse. There is a project here, I'm looking for people. That was what happened. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Unto him that is able, Ephesians 3:20, to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. Somebody say amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody say the loudest amen. Anybody who is about to see the blessing of the word of God live in your life, shout the loud, must say amen. What are the secrets to the power of the blessing of the word? Number one, seek him first. Seek God first. You know, Peter labored. He toiled all night, caught nothing. This is in sync with Matthew 6:33. And he first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Peter sought him first because he came to the point where his effort was not working. And he decided to abandon that effort. Jesus was passing. And Peter pushed his sheep. Jesus asked that they push the sheep. And he pushed out the sheep. And Jesus stood on it to preach. Peter sat there to listen with the others. Seek God first. The challenge of most people is that we are seeking other things of life first. And trying to add God last. Seek God first. Make God the priority of your life. And you won't struggle for the prosperities of life. Seek God first. Number two, surrender your wisdom and expertise to him. Your wisdom, your expertise. There are people who are too wise for God to help. They consider themselves such experts that God just left them to their wisdom. Peter came to the point where he knew that his fishing wisdom could not help. His fishing expertise could not help. So he surrendered it. When Jesus said, launch your net, he said, you know I was born in this thing. You know I'm an expert here. Who are you to tell me how to fish? But he said, well, I surrender. We must come to the point in our lives. Yes, Lord, I have a first class degree. Yes, Lord, I'm beautiful, I'm handsome. Yes, Lord, I was trained in this or that, but I want to surrender it to you. I want to surrender my wisdom to your wisdom. I want to surrender my expertise to your expertise. I want to behave that I don't know anything. That was what Solomon did. He said, I'm a small child. I don't know how to go out, and I don't know how to come in. I need your wisdom. And God gave it to him. And the rest, they say, is history. Surrender. Number three, demonstrate commitment to him through giving. Commitment. Peter demonstrated this when Jesus was in need of a platform to stand, to preach from. Peter pushed his business platform that was meant to be generating for him money. He pushed it for the master to stand on. You can't provide the platform for the master and end in penury. You cannot provide the platform for the preaching of the gospel and end in scarcity. Demonstrate commitment in tithing, in giving. One of the things that God has helped me, I told one of the pastors submitted to our ministry many years ago. I said, I am happy that what I taught you was not a lie. I am happy that I did not deceive you. I said, this is what to do and this is the result to expect. You did this and you saw it. That's my gratitude to God. You know what happened some time ago? A young man gave me a seed of a car. Good car, big car. This would be like 15 years ago. Classic car in millions. And he entered into a problem. He made some mistakes and his things began to crash. And I called him back and said, you know what? I know you give this from your heart. And you meant it, but you are in crisis now. I want to give it back to you. He said, no, sir, I cannot collect the thing back like that. I said, no. You have already given it. God received it. God received Isaac and yet returned it back to Abraham. That guy was down to zero from business of 2 billion net worth at that time. Was down to zero. He said, thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. And he collected it. You know why? I was more interested in his life's welfare than getting anything out of him. Good news. He bounced back. Returned back into... After the last time I spoke with him, maybe 3 years ago or 4 years ago, he had executed jobs of billions. Bounced back to his feet. God is not looking for who to use. Anybody who is looking for how to use people to become anything is a demon incarnate. Paul the Apostle said, I seek yours, you, not yours. Someone say amen. That was what Jesus did. You can give me your platform to stand. Then let me see the devil that will make you empty-handed. Launch out your net and catch what your effort could not give you. That is what God does. Somebody say amen. A man came to my office some time ago, not too long ago, about 3 or 4 weeks ago, before the last Kingdom Financial Stewards meeting. And fleeing with someone from another town. And that same day, we're having Kingdom Financial Stewards meeting. He's in business. And I said, we have a Kingdom Financial Stewards meeting today. it will be a blessing to you. He attended a meeting. In the course, I'm sure that must have been his first time of attending that meeting. In the course of the meeting, I gave a challenge that God changes people's lives when they connect to his assignment. We'll be going to the UK soon for the Leeds conference. You can show the clip of that Leeds program, the picture of it. And as many as will feel free to give to us this program, flight, transportation, this and that, the Lord bless you. That's Leeds. The mayor of Leeds was there. So this man said that he is going to pay all of it, the airfare, everything, to go private. He will pay all of it because we had places to go. I asked the person who came to tell me, saying that he said he will pay. I said, does he know the amount? I said, does he know the amount? Tell him the amount. So they told him the amount. He said, yes, he's okay with the amount. Haba. You know what he did? He exceeded the amount. Ay, 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 ay. I don't want to mention the amount. 1 week later, he got returns times 1,000. Job offer in the range of 80 to 9 figure in foreign currency. He said he has never dreamt of such in his life. That was not the range of his thought in terms of this is what I expect to experience. I said, you connected to a dangerous, dangerous plug. Hey! What is his expectation? It's like less than 1/10. That is, if I achieve this in life, I'm okay. It's like 1/10 of what he saw. We serve a God. We serve a God. That was what Peter did, and he entered into something he couldn't recover. Whether it is in Nigeria or in America, and you got a job of $10 million. That is no joke. And that's not what I'm talking about. Multiply that again by another 10 or more. But I see somebody here today whose testimony God is changing right now. If you are that one, you shout amen like a believer. If you are that one, you shout amen like a believer. If you are that one, you shout the loudest believers, amen. Look at your neighbor by yourself. Say, God is changing your story. God is changing something around your life. He's changing your story. Shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat. Demonstrate commitment. Whenever a call is made, don't sit quiet. Start from where you are with what you have. Number 4, sit at the feet of the master with the word. Sit with the word at the feet of the master. Sit. That was what Peter did. Let's look at that. Look again, chapter 5 and in verse 3. And he entered into one of the ships and prayed him that he would trust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking. So Peter sat down with the people to listen to the teaching. There is a time when you have exhausted your effort. What is left for you to do is to sit down and listen to the teaching. This month I gave a prescription. Can you place it on the screen? Media. For the month. It's the month of the word. So I said, the minimum word any of us should read daily should be about 5 chapters of the Bible. Don't read less than 5 chapters of the word per day. And then take between 30 minutes to 1 hour of preached word for listening. The kind of message you are hearing now, you carry 30 minute segment of it or 1 hour and just listen. Fast the minimum of twice a week. And the fourth assignment is just soak yourself in the climate of worship. Through this month, soak in that climate. That was what happened to Peter. He sat down. I have exhausted my strength, so let me listen a little bit. And while he did that, something changed. I see people that will be healed this month. I see people that will be delivered this month. I see people that will be liberated this month. I see people who will break through into business realms this month. You are among them, shout the loudest, amen. Sit with the word at the feet of the master. We have been busy with so many things. We have listened to people too much. We have listened to all manner of things. Sit down with the word. And number 5, take action with the word. When Peter heard, he launched out his net for a drought. Take action with the word. Take action. Did you hear today of seeking him first? Seek him first. Did you hear of surrendering your wisdom and expertise? Do it consciously. Lord, I come before you. I surrender my wisdom. I surrender my expertise. I surrender everything I think I know. Did you hear of demonstrating commitment to him through giving? If you are not faithful as a giver or as a tither, let this become a turning point in your life and just become rigidly committed to the giving assignment. Sit with his word. We just give ourselves the assignment of the month and just take steps. Lord, what do you want me to do? What actions do you want me to put forward? Take steps and take action with the word, and you will get resolved. I announce to somebody today, on the basis of this word, today, from this word, every natural order or protocol that is standing in the way of your miracle shall be suspended, is suspended by the power of the word. Can somebody say a louder amen? Every creative miracle you require in your life, in your family, in your business, in your body, in your system, maybe reproductive creation, I prophesy the release right now. Can somebody say a louder amen? I speak acceleration. Acceleration, 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 acceleration. I speak speed. Every delay is over. Every stagnation is over. Everything that has held you down is over. New beginning. A new season. A new phase. A new beginning. A new season. A new phase. The Lord spoke to us at the beginning of the month from the crossover from August into this season. He said that we shall not remember the old things, that we shall break cycles that are recurrent. Every negative cycle and pattern that followed our lives, he said they shall be broken, especially around this season. He said there shall be a clear departure from an old chapter into a new chapter. He said that it shall be the bursting of our expectations. I announce to you today, so shall it be, a new beginning, a new phase, a new season, a new grace. You are saying amen, shout the loudest, amen. Where you took one step and got the result of one step, now you shall take the step by the power of the word, and you shall get the result of 1,000 steps, the result of 100 steps. I see the amplification of effort. You believe that? Say a louder amen. Every potential locked is unlocked. Every locked potential is unlocked. And of course, results that is beyond your expectation. And capacity for handling is released into your hands. Is released into your hands. The kind of testimony I just shared now is definitely beyond capacity of handling. It will require the recruitment of several people to carry out several assignments. It's released. Something that only you cannot handle, God will cause it to come your way. But I don't want you to forget that that will happen for you if you have a heart for others. All right? There are those who don't have a heart for people. So God will only give them what only they can handle. But if you have a heart to involve people in your breakthrough, then God gives you things that are beyond your power. Things that are beyond only you, beyond your expectation. That man said to me, he said, this is beyond. Now, somebody is saying, what I have planned for my life, that if I achieve this realm, I am okay. It's like 5% of what he just saw. That is far beyond expectation. That is God exceeding your wildest imagination. Stepping you into a realm that if they told you, you would step in there. You will never believe you could have stepped in there. And he does it by the power of his word. Follow those 5 points you were given. Seeking him first. Surrendering your wisdom and your expertise. Demonstrating commitment in giving. Sitting with the word at the feet of the master. Taking action. And you will see drastic results. Somebody lift up your hands and begin to give him the praise. Give him the praise. Give him the praise for the word you received this morning. Father, thank you for your word. Lift your hands and lift your voice and honor him, adore him, worship him, thank him. Father, thank you. Adonai, thank you. Elion, thank you. El Shaddai, thank you. Mekadesh, thank you. Give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Give him the worship. Supremacy, dominion, rule, sovereignty. Lift your hands, lift your voice. Mashata kalam. Mako satorata kasikalala. Shakoko bagadagalaya. Father, we give you the praise. 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 In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands and your voice and say, Father, I come before you today to seek you first and your righteousness. I come before you. I am seeking you first. I am seeking your righteousness. And as I do so, I believe that everything that people are seeking shall be added unto my life. Lift your voice and speak to God. I am seeking you first. I am seeking your righteousness. And I believe that as I do so, all that people are asking for shall be added to me. I seek you first. I seek your righteousness. Open your mouth and speak to God. In the name of Jesus, lift your hands and your voice and say, Father, I come before you today to demonstrate, rather to surrender my wisdom and my expertise to you. I can't do anything on my own. I surrender my wisdom. I surrender my expertise to you right now. Lift your voice and speak to God. I surrender my wisdom. I surrender my expertise to you. I have no power of my own. I cannot achieve anything with my own strength. I surrender my wisdom. I surrender my expertise. I surrender to you. I surrender to you. I surrender to you. I surrender to you. In Jesus' precious name. Lift your hands and say, Father, I receive the grace for commitment to your assignment. The grace of giving, I receive it. And the power of sacrifice, I receive it. The grace of giving and the power of sacrifice, I receive it. Open your mouth and speak to God. I receive it. The grace of giving, the power of sacrifice, I receive it. I receive this grace of giving. I receive this power of sacrifice. I receive this grace of giving. I receive this power of sacrifice. I receive it. The grace for giving. The power of sacrifice. I receive it. I receive it. I receive it. I receive it. The grace of giving. The power of sacrifice. I receive it. Jesus' name. Say after me, say, Father,
Father,
the grace
to sit
with your word,
and the grace
to take action
in your word.
I receive it now.
Again, Father,
the grace to sit at your feet,
and the grace
to take action
with your word.
I receive it now.
Open your mouth and speak to God. Lift your hands and just receive something this morning. The blessing of the word is coming your way. The blessing will come upon someone and will come in the form of healing and deliverance and breakthrough and the end of scarcity. Lift your hands. Your hands, everybody.
Thank you.
Lift your hands high. Perceive the presence of the Master here. Jesus is here. His holy angels are here with him. His power is here to heal, to deliver, to liberate, to set the captives free. Lift those hands high and whisper that name, Jesus.
Receive the touch of his power. The touch of his power. The touch of his power.
In the name of Jesus, lift your hands high. I see God setting on fire the altar of premature death. Arrows of vengeance be retrieved and refired back to hell. Ancestral, generational, witchcraft altars be broken right now.
The spirit of barrenness is under arrest. The spirit of widowhood and widowerhood is being arrested. Addictions, pornographic addictions of alcoholism and marijuana being broken right now. Lift up your hands. Whatever is your need and whatever you are trusting the Lord for, the package of healing and deliverance and freedom is here for you. When I say in the name of Jesus, you scream, I receive, and place your hand on your head and begin to blast in tongues at the top of your voice. And you receive your healing, your deliverance. There are those receiving the impartation of fire, revival in your spirit, so your prayer life can come back alive, so your worship can come back alive, so your study of the word can come back alive. Father, let the fire flow. Let the impartation happen. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, you scream, I receive. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, I receive, 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 receive. Up we are and pray. Receive, 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 receive. Yeah, 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 yeah. Open your mouth and pray. Precious name. Lift your hands and give him the praise. I see the altar of premature death set on fire. Arrows of vengeance to turn back to hell. I see God heal bones, all manner of bone situations, the shoulder, the back. I see somebody's right ear open. Ancestral generational witchcraft altars just caught fire. The demon of barrenness just left somebody. And I saw the release of children. I see the release of children. The spirit of premature death, widowhood and widowerhood, is just arrested right now. You shall not lose your wife. You shall not lose your husband. You shall not lose your spouse. Addictions just got broken. Everywhere you are, something happened to you. God touched you. God healed you. God delivered you from something. Quickly run to the frontier. I'd like us to take, oh, Prince of Peace. You are called the Lion of Judah. Anywhere you are, something happens to you. Quickly step forward here. The rest of us, take yourself. In all locations, all locations. Oh, where are you? You are called the Lion of Judah. The rest of us can take our seat on it. If media people, if you have just a slight clip of the crusade on yesterday and 2 days ago, please show us a little of the clip. Once you are through, we continue with the singing. And
commandment in the name of the Lord. And I take authority over every demonic principality and power. I prophesy to you today, every ancestral curse, every generational curse, every family curse attacking your life, the curse is broken right now. That man was deaf and his son was deaf too, two of them.
More than 30 years, she was slated for hip replacement surgery bilateral.
Two types of hip replacement.
And she has been using this walking frame. For this number of years. Tonight, she said that she couldn't have been able to stand for even up to 5 minutes at any given point.
How did she walk?
She has been standing for more than 30 minutes, sir. And she couldn't walk without it. She climbed up this.
See how she normally walks with it? With this. Can you bring it now? Show us how you can walk now.
Are you just sitting and looking?
Blindness in the left eye for 3 years.
3 years,
but
left
now she
eye
can
blind.
See.
Mama, come over here. Left eye. This one was blind. Now close this one. Okay, you see that? Follow me.
Creator of the universe.
Hey!
What can you do?
Are you just
what
looking like that?
She woke up this morning and discovered that her eyes could no longer open. But right in this service, the both eyes open.
The eyes couldn't open.
The eyes couldn't open at all. Not to talk of seeing. Look at the eyes. Just bring the camera close to the eye. Eye couldn't open. With terrible profuse discharge. And just now, the eyes blasted open. Because power, they pass power. Today, every devil that came with you tormenting your life and your destiny, they are returning back to hell. Somebody shout, ah! I release this fire. The same fire we received at the International Fire Conference. The judgmental fire. Fire of the end time of the Holy Spirit. That is judgment. I have anointed ground of looking in Abuja Municipal Area Council to pray the prayer of surrender to Jesus when I pray. How many of you can I see your hand again? Those on the roadside, you pray as well. I'm going to give you the count of 10 to be in the front here, and I want you to be the first and not be the last.
Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise.
Father, we give you the praise. Upon Mount Zion, we'll do more and more and more of that within the FCT, Apuadzis, just within the FCT, until the devils are checked back to hell. Go ahead, tell us what's happened.
Sister Grace here said 3 days ago, someone stabbed her on the right hand.
Physically?
In the dream of the night. And she woke up with this
physical scar.
And since then, she couldn't move the hand, couldn't raise the hand.
And what happened now?
But as soon as the ministration was on, she said, power shot through her, and that hand is lifted now. The pain
give
is
the Lord a praise. Lift up your hands. Father, I ask that she will be free. Jesus' name. Tell me what happened.
Yes, sir. Brother Israel here said 3 days ago, he believes he stepped on charm. And that impacted him with hot sensation on that right leg. Couldn't move freely.
And now he's free.
Yes, sir.
Give the Lord a praise. Yes, what happened?
Yes, sir. Sister Wina here for the past 10 years has been believing God for the fruit of the womb. But you just mentioned that God is arresting barrenness. He said from last year, she took in 3 times between last year and now. All were aborted by the devil.
And what happened?
Well, right now, as you mentioned that case, power hit her and something shook her body. She believed
in the name of Jesus. Every devil that has placed an embargo on your life, that embargo is lifted in the name of Jesus. Yes,
yes, sir. This is our sister. You mentioned that right ear is being popped open right now. Says she took an injection around April, which got that right ear blocked completely. Just right now, put me here with it. Says just now that you mentioned it, says she heard, boom! And she started hearing with it.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm healed. I'm free. Thank you, Jesus.
Lift your hands everywhere. Is somebody getting set for any closed thing in your life to be open right now? Every closed door, every closed womb, every closed destiny. Say in the name of Jesus. Say in the name of Jesus. Every closed destiny and closed door in my life, I command you, open. Now. Give the Lord the praise. It is open. The doors are open. The wombs are open. The financial doors are open. Yes.
Sir, you took authority over garments of premature death. She said just on Friday in her dream she saw four graves. And then she heard a voice that said, you are next. You are coming in here. But while that word was declared just now, she saw a black garment torn from her.
That's right.
And a white one was...
Are you ready to receive this? Every death organized for anybody here. Every premature death prepared for you, your family and your loved ones, I declare it is cancelled. Every garment of mourning, burial garment, is set on fire in the name of Jesus. Every coffin prepared for you or your family, that coffin is set on fire. And I decree every grave dug for you. Those who dug it shall take your place.
Sir, while you were ministering, our sister said, the Lord opened her eyes and she saw herself and her husband with her younger sister in an elevator with three coffins. And some people were there to kill them, but you appeared. God used your face, appeared in the elevator, and then faced the people, slaughtered them and them in the casket. Ordered them to go out. And she said she's been trusting God for fruit of the womb for 4 years. When they stepped out of the elevator, she saw another dwarf that was standing in front of her.
Dwarf.
Yes. And then mommy said to the dwarf, please get out of the way and let them pass. The dwarf shifted. And you asked mommy to pray for her.
Go ahead and bring your fruit, bring forth your children. The other day it was the crossover from August into September. I saw a witch bend trying to attack some people. And I knew it was a witch. And I rushed at that witch bend, caught it. And then it began to speak in the voice of a person. And I, before he could know what was happening, separated the head from the body. Just disconnected the two. And I believe it is for somebody's purpose here. Every agent of hell that will not let you rest, every power of darkness that is a witchcraft agent of darkness that will not let you rest, in this season they shall be laid to rest. And you shall have your rest.
Sometimes ago, Sister Patience stepped into a shop and stepped on a sham, a poison, and her leg became swollen with severe pain. While you were ministering, power came upon her. The pains had gone. The leg was terribly swollen, but right now is
flitter. Jesus' name, back to sender. Back to sender, back to sender. Back to sender, back to sender. Back to sender, 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 back to sender. What happened here?
It's a very mysterious condition here. She said for about 2 or so years or more years, every time she drinks water, as the water is entering her mouth, she also passes it out. So if she's not ready to go to the toilet, she must not drink water. At the crusade yesterday, at the Airport Road crusade yesterday, she received an encounter from God. She's been drinking water, hasn't been going to toilet. I don't know whether to call it urgency, frequency, or whatever of urination.
All of the above. It's the devil that is urinating for her now.
That's right.
Give the Lord the praise. Father, thank you. We give you the praise. Yes.
So our sister said, last week she came under attack, saw some dead people from her family in the dream, and after that she began to struggle with breathing, couldn't breathe, went to the hospital, they checked and found nothing. Right now, while she came into the service struggling and trusting God, the power of God touched her, all the congestions are gone. Now she's free.
You're free in Jesus' name.
I'm not sure if we can take everything, but you can just rush it.
Yes, sir. Sister Sarah here had battled with the spirit of death for the past 2 weeks, sir. Yesterday at the crusade ground, the Lord opened her eyes while we were playing the instrument in the phone, and then she saw her in an encounter where she was on top of a mountain, and on below the mountain was an ocean, and also a coffin was placed in front of her. When she looked into the coffin, she saw someone looking exactly like her, and at that instant, the Lord touched and she kicked that coffin into
the
ocean.
The coffin.
She used to hear voices also that tells her she would die. She's about to die, but right now she came with chest congestion, difficulty in breathing, but all that got cleared right in the service now.
Lift up your right hand and say, every arrow of death, return back to hell. Somebody say, every arrow of death, looking for me. You are returning back to hell.
Yes, our sister Patricia traveled all the way across River State because she had battled with this numbness on her left hand side and also on her hip and excruciating pain that lasted for the past 23 years, I think, year 2000, and she traveled all the way last week.
23 years!
23 years, sir. Was around for the crusade yesterday, but right now, sir, in the service, the Lord touched her for the first time in 23 years. She is now feeling life on that side of the body to the glory of God.
In Jesus' name.
Sir, brother Luke here came into the service deaf on the right ear for 2 years, completely deaf. The wife is right here to confirm the testimony, sir. As soon as we say we should place our hands on her head, that ear popped open. I checked him. He can hear perfectly.
Wow. Place your hand on the left ear. This one. Close the good one. Say Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. One more time. Anything the devil closed in your life, I declare, open now in the name of Jesus.
Sir, give me brother, 2 more. Success too. 2 years ago, got deaf on the right ear. And he said, while you are preaching, he saw a cross appear on your forehead, glittering. And from there, the light beamed from the cross upon him. And that ear popped
open. Cross on the forehead that beamed light to his forehead. And then it opened.
Sir, Sister Agnes, 2 years ago, she dreamt and saw a snake on top of her pillow, woke up in the morning and then almost paralyzed with pain all over her body and heat. And then she came into service in that condition 2 years after, that while she laid her hand on her head, a smoke just pulled out of her head and all those conditions
paralysis. Were checked out. Lift your hand, somebody, and say, every stranger. Say it louder, every demonic stranger around my life and my destiny. You are catching fire. Fire!
So amazing here. She started suffering from the side effect of a drug that gave her excruciating back pains all the way down, and then it blocked her ear, the right ear. As you make that declaration now, the pain at the back disappeared, the ear popped open, the sound, the pain disappeared.
Incredible. Place your hand on your ear, this ear. The good ear. I say, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
I am free.
I am free.
Can somebody say after me, say, Father, every negative effect of any situation of my life, I reject now. Be reversed in Jesus' name. Yes.
Our sister, at the age of 12, she fell sick and they told her father that her great-grandmother reincarnated through her, and the woman was serving masquerade. So they now took her and her sibling, placed them in the place where the masquerade then, and covered them with a tarpaulin. I said, are you sure it's tarpaulin? She said, yes. Covered her with a tarpaulin, and the masquerade ran 7 times around her. They took her to river and prayed for her. So since that time, every night she'll see herself in the river. Men will come to marry her. Immediately say marriage, she will lose interest. Right now, power hit her. She fell, and the masquerade checked out of her.
Nobody can reincarnate another person. Step forward here. I take authority. Can you place your hand on yourself and say after me, say, in the name of Jesus, every stranger in my life, you are returning back to hell. Oh, you stranger around my life, around my destiny, in the name of Jesus, get out! Now! Go!
Go to hell. Strange spirits don't live in people's lives. strange spirits
in Jesus' name.
Strange spirits living people. Yeah. He has been plagued by the spirit of masturbation, drugs, all manner of things, pornography, all manner of things. As he came into the service today, sir, he said he saw a being leave him. And
only God is the reason why he's not mad.
Oh.
The spirit of insanity.
I used to take, like, what are they calling this, smoking all this.
Smoking the Indian hemp and what other drugs? You said drugs.
Drugs, like normal, every time, all this pain relief, every
Tramadol and cold. You know, he was all.
Only God is the reason why he's not mad.
True, sir.
Lift your hands. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Master. Just one man and two.
Sir. Sister Juliet said in her family they have a history of pile. About 20 years ago, she noticed that pile on her.
20 years.
Yes, sir. And she came into church this morning with severe pain. She told me she has been crying for the past five days. She came to church. She couldn't stand. She has been standing. At the mention of you said, receive, she put her hand on her head, received, something fell on her, and that pain took off. The pain is gone. And she's feeling very comfortable.
And everything that has followed you all these years is arrested and returned back to hell. In the name of Jesus. Everyone in the front here, your testimony is permanent. In the name of Jesus, you dance the third verse. Oh, Son of God, you are called the Son of Righteousness. The third verse. While you dance to your seat, our counselors will, or rather, the communion was quickly pass the communion round, and then we shall do the blessing release within the next 5 minutes. Those standing already to come in for second service, give us a few minutes. We shall be here right now.
Oh, Son of God, oh, Son of God, you are called the Son of Righteousness. We do hear your glory. Oh, Son of God, you are the one. Come on, come on, come on, come on. You are worthy, Lord of our praise. You are worthy, Lord of our good. You are the one. You are worthy, 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 Lord.
The Lord is praying. While the communion distribution is on, anywhere you are, you know you need to surrender your life to Jesus. You need your sins forgiven. You need today to be a new day in your life. Anywhere you are, right here, or those all around the world, pray this prayer after me. Mean it. You want your sins forgiven? You want Jesus to be Lord over your life? You want an addiction broken? You want to rededicate your life to Jesus? Pray it after me and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life, Lord, and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. You pray that prayer, surrendering your life to Jesus, making your sins to be forgiven. Anywhere you are, can I see your hand? All right, God bless you. Let me see your hand. So many hands. Even if you have received the communion, you will come forward with it and let's pray for you. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. Go ahead and sing. And I want you to come forward to the altar here. Carry your Bibles, your bags and everything. At the count of 10, be right to the front here and be the first. 1, 2.
Goodbye,
3.
Go God's way.
4. 5. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. 1. 6. 7. 9. I will start again. You are in need of surrender to Jesus. You want the yoke of sin broken. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus. Quickly come forward again at another count of 10. 1.
Lord, I give you my heart. Give you 2. My soul today.
3.
For you, Lord, every breath.
Every breath that I take. Every moment I'm awake.
4. Father, thank you for the people. I ask that the hold of sin be broken of their lives and the grace to live for you be released for them in Jesus' name. Amen. While they are there, place your hand on your chest and say after me, Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Help me to live for you and to do your will in Jesus' precious name. Amen.